Good afternoon. Welcome to the, February 5th, Wednesday, the Board of Directors meeting for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. If you would all, actually, we'll do a roll call, please.
Here. Director Austin?
Here.
Chair Lee?
Here. And so if you would all rise, and let's have Director Ray Russell lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Would you please recite with me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that. So anybody have any concerns over proceeding with the agenda as published?
Sir?
Nope.
Then we will go ahead and proceed as published, which then leads us into public communications for items not appearing on the agenda. This is an opportunity for members of the public to come forward, and we'll provide up to 3 minutes for you to speak on any items that are not on tonight's agenda. And just please be aware that any items that you bring forward that are not on the agenda, we are not able to take action on due to Brown Act stipulations. So if you would, feel free, come on forward and please state your name.
He's our accountant.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're sure you don't want to make...
I wondered why you were going.
I apologize. Your face does look familiar. So seeing no one come forward, we'll go ahead and close public comment. Thank you for
that's
that.
That's okay.
And proceed into the consent agenda. Anybody have any questions for staff on items 5A, approval of warrants, or 5B, approval of meeting minutes?
No.
Any members of the public want to speak on consent? Seeing no one come forward, we'll go ahead and bring it back for consideration.
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion for consent agenda passes, which then brings us to item 6A, the election of calendar year 2020 board officers. Mr. Collins.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I'm on. Thank you. The item before you tonight under 6A is to consider and elect a chair and vice chair for the 2020 calendar year. Section 1.4 of the district's bylaws allow the selection or election to be made the first meeting in January or at the next regular or special meeting if the directors have not been timely designated by their respective agencies. So that meeting is tonight, and that's why it's agendized before you. The bylaws do not specify a specific rotation for the selection or the election of the chair and the vice chair. Past practice indicates that the vice chair ascends to the chair position, but that's not written in stone, and so you can now deliberate and make the election and selection via regular motion practice.
Very good. Thank you for that presentation. Anybody have any questions?
No.
I have a quick one. It's February.
We didn't have a meeting in January?
We met in January.
We did. I know the Grover Council didn't do our committee
assignments. Oh, is that what was going
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
We didn't do
got
our
it.
Committee assignments so until after our meeting in January.
That's right. We found out that only one, they do it every year, and we do it every double or every two. Got it. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. As I was going to say, we'll see if there's any members of the public that want to come forward and speak on this item. Seeing no one, we'll go ahead and bring it back. And
I'd like to nominate Karen Ray for president.
President?
Chairman. I haven't been watching too much TV. Chairman.
I will second both of those.
Thank you. Shall we do this separately or together?
Oh, the chair and the vice chair positions?
Yes.
You can do it separately.
Okay.
So I will second the recommendation for Director Ray Russell to become the chair. Any other discussion? We'll do this on roll call. Roll call, please.
Director
Russell? Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
I'm not director.
Yes. Very good. Congratulations.
And I got all excited because I was going to start talking and just suggest that perhaps... No?
No. We can make Jeff... You can be vice chair.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Then I will not reluctantly, but, recognizing that Chair Austin or Director Austin does not want to be part of the rotation, I will nominate Director Lee to... vice chair for next year, for 2020.
Yeah. I'll second it.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. We'll do a roll call, please.
Director A. Russum?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Chair Lee?
Yes.
I didn't try to vote for Director Austin this time.
Perfect. So then we'll switch.
All right.
Huh. And I was watching you do that going, if you just moved our names rather than the chairs. See, I think you moved the chair and the vice chair, didn't you? And then had to, yeah. It's all good. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. That takes us to item 6B. This is presentation and approval of fiscal year ending 2019 financial audit. Now we're having you come forward. Nice to have you back once a year.
Thank you. So my name is Alex Hom, and we gave the district an unmodified clean opinion, and there were no findings for this year. And there were no new accounting pronouncements or anything that affected the financial statements. Nothing significant for the future. And other than that, it's pretty much same old, same old. So do you have any questions regarding the audit?
Let's see.
Nope, I have no questions. So, except for the fact that unmodified is a good thing.
Unmodified is good.
I was very, very pleased with the audit. I think it's wonderful. Good.
I, too, have no questions, and we'll give a open it up to public comment for just a moment, just in case somebody's running in from their car. 3, 2, 1, and I'll close public comment and bring this back to the board for consideration.
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the fiscal year ending 2019 financial audit.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Let's have a roll call, please.
Director Lee?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Chair Ray Russum?
Yes.
I also like to say Jeremy and Amy were fantastic throughout the whole entire process. Made my life been pretty easy. So kudos to them.
Thank you very much for those kind words.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. And just to digress into commentary, after having a couple years of being a little behind, it's really nice to be on track. That's so terrific. Thank you to staff for getting that rolling. And let's just keep that rolling for the next few years. So thank you.
And if I may, just a quick digression as well. So I think this was the third year of their contract. And so I'm anticipating that staff will be coming back with an RFP or whatever the appropriate next steps are to kind of reconsider who does our audit next year.
Correct. I will note that the hiring of the auditor at the pricing that we have is within my authority, so I don't know if that will come back to the board, but we're happy to have that discussion if you want to see that selection happen here in front of everybody in public. It can, but we can certainly move forward with just under my authority to hire our auditor for next year's audit, financial audit.
I'm comfortable with that unless there's some other reason for us to proceed differently.
We weren't going to do it for, like you said, like 6 years.
So we did a three-year contract with Moss Levy, but it all occurred in a shorter period of time because it was 3 years' worth of audits, but they have completed all of that work now that we're current. And it would be my intent right now to go to hire Moss Levy again, get a proposal for them for fiscal year 2021 and have them, I'm sorry, 1920 will be the next audit and have them perform that audit as well.
I would be comfortable with that as well, although we're having a public discussion about
right.
something that's not on
sure.
our agenda, so we want to be careful. That takes us then to item 6C. This is award for primary clarifier number 2, rehabilitation and coatings project to Fluid Resource Management.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. The item before you today or tonight is the award for primary clarifier number 2, rehabilitation and coatings project to Fluid Resource Management. Staff's recommendations are to award a contract for installation and construction of the primary clarifier number 2, rehabilitation and coatings project to Fluid Resource Management in the amount of $243,257.34, authorize the district administrator to reallocate budgeted funds in the amount of $107,000 to the primary number 2 clarifier rehab budget, and approve a specific contingency fund for this project up to 10%, $24,325 of the total project amount for unforeseen future project events. Some background and discussion. The district's primary clarifier number 2 was constructed in 1992. All the original equipment has remained on the clarifier since it was constructed and has reached or is coming to the end of its lifespan. in accordance with the district's capital improvement project list, and in order to ensure continued safe operation, the district budgeted for the replacement of all the clarifier's major components. In mid-December of 2019, design plans and specifications for the primary clarifier number 2 rehab and coatings project were completed. On December 17, 2019, the district advertised a notice inviting bids for this project. A request for proposals was posted at the district website and in a local newspaper. A pre-bid conference was held at the district's facility on January 7, 2020. The bid opening for this project was held on January 23rd at 2 p.m., with four bids received, ranging in price from $243,257.34 to $307,430. The engineer's estimate for this project was $200,000. Fluid Resource Management posted the lowest qualified bid of $243,257.34, which is attachment one. The bid was evaluated by Cannon Corporation, which is the district's consulted project managers. After completing its review, Cannon recommended the district award the primary clarifier number 2 rehab and coatings project to FRM. District staff concurs with this recommendation and that the bid meets all the district's requirements. excuse me. The district's primary clarifier number 2 rehab and coatings project originally consisted of the replacement of all the clarifier's major components and installation of the new control box effluent valve. The district reviewed the overall project with Cannon, and it was recommended that the coating of the clarifier launder, interior scum box, and effluent box be included in the project. The inclusion of coating to the project added an additional $106,910.36 to the project. Due to this cost increase, staff is requesting board authorization to reallocate budgeted funds in the amount of $107,000. In addition, staff is requesting board approval for a specific contingency for this project up to 10% of the total contract amount for unforeseen future project events. With award today, the primary clarifier number 2 rehab and coatings project can proceed. Installation and construction are anticipated to take 3 months to complete from issuance of a notice to proceed. Some fiscal considerations. A line item of $295,000 was included in the adopted budget for fiscal year 2019 and 2020 under Fund 26. Account number 2680-8065. Staff recommends that the remainder of the budgeted funds from Fund 26, primary number 2 rehab project, be used. $107,000 from Fund 19-8050, trunk sewer maintenance be reallocated, and $24,325 from Fund 26 contingency be used for the project. This reallocation of funds will be done internally, and no increase to total budget expenditures is being requested at this time. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm available to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do we have questions?
Just had one quick question. So with the addition of the additional work and the transfer of funding, is there any projects that are going to be delayed as a result of that?
No projects will be delayed. So we're taking some funds from our trunk sewer maintenance, and the plan with that is to push that back. So during redundancy project, we're not going to be doing a lot of projects on the plant premises, so we're going to focus most of our efforts on the collection system and do some work on the collection system, which includes like CCTV and flushing of the trunk sewer lines.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That's all the only question I had.
Questions?
No. No, I don't have any questions.
I just have kind of a piggyback to that. So if we're going to be doing work on the trunk sewer maintenance, and I'm just trying to follow the money here, making sure that we can pull out of that to do this because it's a different project. So I'm a little unclear as to how we're using the money from that fund to do the clarifier project.
So the Fund 26 is a capital expense fund. So it is compatible with the work that's being performed out there. So there's no restrictions on the Fund 26 that would not apply and allow for spending that money on the clarifier.
It's just that we had put it, like, earmarked it before, and we're
we had earmarked
it. So it's
not
truncated or siloed.
It is not siloed. Yeah, there's no strings attached to that money. We had programmed, was it $200,000, Michael, for trunk sewer maintenance? We had budgeted $200,000 for trunk sewer maintenance. We anticipate spending a portion of that on trunk sewer maintenance, but we will not complete all of that videoing and flushing of the collection system this year, and so that will be budgeted in next fiscal year as redundancy starts up and we cannot, you know, invest in capital, as Michael described. We can't do a lot of capital work on site, and we want to make sure that we're maintaining the collection system at the same time. And so over the course of the 3 years that we're in active construction, the district will be focusing on maintenance efforts in the collection system.
And then one more question. Will there be downtime associated with this?
So currently we have two primary clarifiers. And so, yes, there we'll take one offline, but we can run them. It's the only redundant process we have currently at the planner. It's our primary clarification. We have the ability to take one offline and do the work.
Excellent. All right. So let's go ahead and open this up to public comment. So if you would like to come forward. You sure? Okay, then I'll close public comment and bring it back to us for consideration and commentary.
You want to make a motion?
I'll be happy to, unless Linda, you want to, I'm happy to make a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
Cool. I'll make a motion that we award the contract for installation and construction of the primary clarifier number 2 in the amount of $242,257.34 to FRM. And authorize the district administrator to reallocate the budgeted funds per the staff report, and then approve a specific contingency fund per the staff report as well.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. It's a contract. Can we go roll call, a plan like this? We'll go roll call, please.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Lee?
Yes.
Chair Ray Russell?
Yes. So that takes us then to item 6D. This is the district administrator and plant operations report. Who wants to go first tonight? Rochambeau.
Oh. Okay. All right, I'll start it off.
I didn't think they'd really do it.
We don't even know what winning means.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I'm here to present the district administrators and plant operations report. I'm going to start off with the plant operations report. During this reporting period, January 1st through January 30th, the district's facility met its permit limitations as required under the state California's NPDES permit issued to the district. If you look over the monthly plant data, the district, again, continues to meet all its plant numbers. I do have a correction to make under the fecal coliform column. It shows that we have a high of 350 and an average of 35.5. Those numbers are incorrect, and that was due to a data entry error. So our high for the month was 46, and our average is 13.2. Some operation and maintenance projects. We changed out our boiler air filter. We continued inspection of manholes. San Luis Powerhouse replaced our low coolant sensor on our emergency bypass pump. We removed and installed a new chemical pump for filling of totes, performed a confined space entry into our primary clarifier number 2 to take measurements for the clarifier rehab project. Surface pumps installed our influent pump number 3, and due to a pump water seal failure, the pump was removed after installation for repair and will be reinstalled at no charge to the district. The district will have to purchase a new water seal for the pump if the old seal cannot be repaired. Just a little background on that. We had planned on replacing the seal already, but we wanted to see if the existing seal would work, and it failed, so we're going to purchase a new seal. Continuing on, we cleaned and organized the fixed film reactor downstairs storage area, troubleshot and repaired front gate keypad, performed general cleanup of the treatment plant. A couple work orders that we completed, we inspected our digester vacuum pressure relief valves, rinsed our weir, launder, and baffles on all clarifiers, inspected and serviced our Omniod filters, ran our emergency generator and emergency bypass pumps, deragged our primary sludge pumps, flushed our sodium bisulfite header at chlorine contact tank, changed oil and fixed film reactor distributor drive. Some training that staff participated in was on signs and tags, and then we did have a couple call-outs. On January 5th at 5:30 a.m., our waste gas burner pilot light failure. Operations staff responded and inspected the waste gas burner. Due to high winds that night, the pilot light to the waste gas burner was blown out. Upon arrival, the waste gas burner was operating normally. And then we had another call out on January 9th. We received a chemical load from the towing company to store on the district property per CAL FIRE's request. A load was from the tipped over tanker. And then just from that situation, we just allowed them to store the tanker on site for the time being. And then with that, I will pass it over to Mr. Gent for the district administrator's report.
Good evening. Jeremy Gent, district administrator. Just a few things to update your board and the public on. In regards to the redundancy project, contractor pre-qualification efforts are occurring. We went live with that yesterday. So that's been posted. So we're soliciting from contractors that want to apply and try to be pre-qualified for the redundancy project. And then MNS, our construction management firm, has completed a constructability review of the plans, and that information has been passed along to Kennedy Jenks to weigh in on what they've identified as potential like corrections or concerns. Nothing major. It was some pretty minor stuff that was passed along, and so Kennedy Jenks is looking at integrating those comments into the plan set. An AT&T utility coordination meeting was held on site on February 3rd. AT&T engineering came out and reviewed the realignment. Our phone lines will have to be relocated as part of the redundancy project, and so they need to be involved in that. And so there was some long lead time that Kennedy Jenks had some challenges getting AT&T to come out on site during the initial design, and so that is now has just occurred. And that was delayed work, but that went well. And so the plans that it left Kennedy Jenks kind of guessing on what to do, and AT&T engineering and design agreed with everything that they proposed. So that's all that design work is complete now. Some Central Coast Blue items. The project team is, and I think many of the board members are aware, the project team is planning a joint council meeting / public forum to provide a project overview and to solicit public input. The intent for the project team, as laid out to me in an email earlier this month, was that they're shooting for late February, early March, but the dates are still to be determined, so I don't have an actual date for that forum to provide you at this time. Miscellaneous item, LAFCO, the Local Agency Formation Council, is conducting an update of the district's sphere of influence. And so every 5 years, to understand, LAFCO does these updates. And so I'm in the process of going through, and there's a narrative about what the district does, how many people it serves. And so every so often you have to update that stuff. And so that's where the effort is right now, and so I'm working with LAFCO to get them that information. A couple plant tours during the reporting period. We had Madeline White, a Cal Poly environmental engineering student, asked to come tour the facility because she wanted to see how a trickling filter operated, and we do obviously have a facility that runs a trickling filter. And then on January 30th, Jeff Edwards toured the site. He had questions and wanted to see stuff about where redundancy would be sited. So Michael and I gave him a tour of the facility. And then a couple upcoming items. We still need revisions to the Kennedy Jenks contract for compliance with USDA. However, since we don't have USDA's final information, I can't commit to a date for bringing that forward. So that's on hold until we get our final letter of conditions from USDA. And then I'm going to bring forward district goals and priorities on March 4th, our next regular meeting. That's my intent. And then we'll also have a mid-year budget review on March 4th. And this is not a comprehensive list of the agenda, but just some items that we're tracking right now. And with that concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Nope. Questions?
No, I don't.
Nor do I. So thank you very much for that. That takes us then to miscellaneous items.
Oh, actually, I guess I do have a quick comment on the operations report, and anticipating that the operations report will be updated and put online so that if someone was looking at tonight's agenda, they'll see a revision per Mr. Jones's fecal coliform numbers, just so that if someone's looking, they'll see the 13.3 as the average rather than the 35.5. Just a minute.
Yes, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, appreciate that. Sorry, thank you.
Absolutely. Miscellaneous items, sir.
I have no miscellaneous items to report.
Board member communications?
None this evening.
All right. Then we do have a closed session tonight. I'll leave it to council to announce.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Tonight, there is one item for a closed session discussion, public employee appointment pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, titled General Counsel.
And we'll go ahead and open it up to public comment. And seeing no one rushing in from the parking lot, we'll close public comment and we'll adjourn to closed session.